I'm Dave Coplin and I work for Bing. I'm the director of search for Bing. My job, I have the best job in the company, which is basically helping people understand what technology is going to be when it grows up. And there's no better place to do that than GovCamp. And this is my personal third GovCamp and it's Microsoft's second GovCamp. So this is just a great opportunity for us to really think about what technology can do to solve some of the problems that public sector face and more broadly the society face as well.
So it's your third GovCamp?
Yes.
What sort of hat were you wearing before?
Well, it was a public sector hat for the first two, and really it was, you know, again, trying to understand how people were thinking very differently about technology. And I think it's a lovely position for Microsoft to be in that, you know, we're actually viewed to be IT guys. And what I love about GovCamp in particular is that there is typically nobody from IT here. There's just lots of really bright, passionate minds wanting to use technology, but not from the background of the IT department.
And give me some examples of how Microsoft has been involved with the public sector.
Well, we're obviously, as you'd expect us, we're all over public sector, whether it's local, central, or the agencies. But again, you know, our goal is about helping people to achieve kind of the business outcomes that they're interested in. So using the technology to get them, whether it's from a productivity perspective or it's a citizen-facing perspective, all of those things are where we're at. And it's not just about Windows or Office either. And, you know, the world has changed very different from where we've been in the past. The big thing that I think we've been doing recently, and recently being the last 12 months or so, is try and change people's perception about the potential of technology, so moving away from the infrastructure. The best example I can give you is some stuff we did with the Foreign and Commonwealth Office about a year ago, where it was really a bet more than anything between me and a colleague from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office to get them thinking differently about technology. So we did an app that was effectively using a government service, the Travel Advisory RSS feed, but publishing it in a place where the citizens live, so actually publishing it on a third-party mobile app, which was all about gap year travel for students. So it was really demonstrating that whole government as platform thing. So, and it was more just to change the way people think about public service and show how the technology can do that more than anything. And I think, you know, that's the place that Microsoft's in at the moment, is really trying to help people change what people perceive technology is and how it can help. And it's great when we have partners like the Foreign and Commonwealth Office in that example who are up for a bit of fun like that.
Is it still at the level of mainly somebody you know who's keen, talking to somebody you know, or is it more widespread yet?
Let me say diplomatically, it's getting better. But yeah, there's a lot of that, and actually you can see that at GovCamp. I still, you know, again, I would much rather see a few more senior people here. I mean, it's lovely that we have the people here, and they're all incredibly passionate, and they do incredibly good things. I'd like to see people like Mike Bracken here all day, you know, for the event, and, you know, other people, senior people, elected members, who really just want to get their heads around not just what's possible, but also the passion and the potential that's locked up in all of the individuals who take the time to attend these events. That's just incredible to understand. And when you see that, the possibilities are almost limitless when you understand what you've got access to. And I would love more people to see that.
And what about your own background? What's that?
Unfortunately, long hair and beard gives it away. 20 years in enterprise IT, you know, so just really, I spent my life helping people use technology to do what they want to do. And actually, if anything, kind of ironically, is to get the focus off technology. If we're standing here talking about the tool, we're not thinking about the task. And that's really been the sort of the mandate I've had always going through this, is let's get focused on the task rather than the tools that we use.
And what's coming up in the future?
Well, there's lots of great things coming. I mean, there's lots of great things for Microsoft this year. This is going to be a really big year for Microsoft, and I'm not sure people really understand that yet. Windows 8 is not going to be the same old. It's going to be a very different world that it launches into. And I think Microsoft is very much a different organization to the one that people perceive it from. We've been around 30 years. We've learned a lot of lessons. Some of them we've learned the hard way. But I think the opportunity now is for us to deliver on that. And we are, you know, as an organization, we're really, really broad. And we do lots of things from consumer stuff with Bing and Xbox, right through to the drudgery of cloud and Office and Windows and lots of things in between. So I think the next 12 months are going to be quite interesting. And against the backdrop of the recession and the challenges that we all face, whether it's in private sector business or public sector business, puts us in a real place to do some really innovative things if we've got the guts to do it.